Welcome to Raising Deaf Children Podcast. Our parent company is Deaf Parenting. This is Alex Stephen with our first podcast. This episode is a summary of our family story entitled Unimaginable Miracles, A Family's Journey with a Deaf Child. I will highlight our story, how we left our home in Trinidad, gave up everything and moved to the USA, for an education and better life for a deaf son, the decisions and risks we took, the trust and faith we had, and how we were guided throughout this memorable journey. I can truly attest to the statement, once you make the commitment, everything else falls into place. We have experienced unimaginable miracles as a result, which we want to share with you and hope that it will inspire and guide you in your journey to your miracles. Unimaginable Miracles, A Family's Journey with a Deaf Child. A story of how our life changed for the better. Discover how our deaf child grew up confident, independent and successful beyond our imagination. This is a true life journey that will inspire people with any challenges. We could not have envisioned the countless miracles that God had in store for us. When we got the news that our son is deaf, as hearing parents, we were in shock. Our son Larry is a deaf child of hearing adults. Raz had rubella, German measles, when she was 9 weeks pregnant. It was a slight rash that lasted for a couple of days. Larry was tested at a local hospital in Trinidad when he was 1 year old and then at Mercy Hospital in Chicago, USA when he was 2 years old. We learned Larry was profoundly deaf. This was very hard news to take. On the same trip to the USA, we had an appointment at Kendall Elementary School at Gallaudet University. After evaluating him, the school informed us that they wanted him in the program. We wanted the best for our son. Raz and I began our planning and research. As young parents, our primary goal was to get Larry the best education in the USA. Raz and I had to generate and save more money, get valid visas to stay in America, migrate and leave everything behind. We had faith and determination and a burning desire to get Larry the best. The time was now. How we made the commitment. When Larry was 3.5 years old, Raz, Larry, and I attended the summer learning vacation at Gallaudet University and interacted with deaf professionals, doctors, lawyers, and teachers. We were astounded. Our son can be anything he wants to be if he gets the right education. He already had our full support. Raz and I immediately made the commitment to move to the USA for his education. When we returned to Trinidad and told people of our decision, they thought we were crazy. Our son deserved the best, and this was the chance. We had no idea how it was going to work, but we gave it our best effort. As fate will have it, we learned of Howard University. We decided as students we can pursue our education and stay in the U.S. legally. Once we made the commitment to migrate, we had 4 months to do applications for Howard University, U.S. Embassy student visas, work more, and save more. Things started to fall into place. For our full family story, please go to www.deafparenting.com. Sign in and download the free audio and PDF. On a cold Saturday on January 8, 1983, Raz, Larry, and I left everything in Trinidad in a quest to ensure the best education and future for Larry. Our daughter Charisma spent the first semester in Trinidad. Some friends at the airport said there was no way we will succeed. No jobs, two kids, a cold climate, both Raz and I in school full time, no extended family, a new culture, and not enough money for entire 4 years in university. They did not know what was in our hearts. There was no turning back. We got what we asked for, and things were coming together one by one. Our first semester, our grades were Raz 4.0 GPA and I a 3.8 GPA out of 4.0. This enabled us to get tuition scholarships every year after our first year. A friend told me I was on the dean's list. I was so scared. What did I do now? We had to work part-time, take care of the two kids, learn sign language, and maintain high GPAs. It seemed the harder it got, the harder we worked, and the sweeter the victory. I tell you, God is good. Within his first year in school, Larry received 4 out of 7 awards at Kendall Elementary School. We did not believe what we were told about deaf children and low reading skills. We decided to set high expectations for ourselves and our son. We used sports, an area Larry was interested in, to get him to read more. He subscribed to a lot of sports and soccer magazines. When Larry reviewed our story, he said, if from 4 to 10 years of age he had deaf teachers for English and reading, his reading skills at age 10 would have been higher than second grade level and closer to the normal reading level. In high school, Larry excelled in math, biology, social studies, and he was still catching up on with reading and English. We personally believed Larry excelled in these subjects because he was being taught in American Sign Language. At Larry's high school graduation from the Learning Center for Deaf Children, he was valedictorian and received the first Gallaudet University Regional Center Award for the most promising deaf leader. At 17 years old, Larry left home and went across the country to university in California. Our prayers and hard work had allowed us to meet our goals. It was so easy for Raz and I to let go and let him move on with his life because we knew he was independent. When Larry left for California, there was a huge void in my life. We were around each other for over 17 years. I especially missed going to his soccer games and interpreting. Larry completed his Bachelor of Arts in Geography at California State University, Northridge, CSUN, in December 2001, and his Master's of Science in Deaf Education at McDaniel College in Westminster, Maryland, in August 2004, both hearing schools. Again, for our full family story, please go to www.deafparenting.com. Sign in and download our free audio and PDF. Larry's passion is sports, and his first love is soccer. He played at various levels. He started playing for the town of Marlborough. He was fortunate to be recruited by a very talented and respected soccer coach at Marlborough High School. However, when that coach resigned, Larry faced a lot of prejudices and people started questioning his deafness instead of focusing on his skills. The respected and experienced coaches recognized his talents though. I had to remind some people that deafness is not contagious. Despite those challenges, he stayed on the varsity team, and in addition, he played Division I club at the university level and the U.S. National Men's Deaf Olympic team. Larry was a deaf talented player, making the way for other deaf players. Larry and his wife Amrit are very active in the deaf community. He founded and led 3 groups. He is a member of World Federation Deaf, American Sign Language Teachers Association, and a board member of For Deaf Incorporated. Larry attended the Deaf Olympics in January 2007 in Salt Lake City, USA as the Western Inn Association of the Deaf sports representative to the International Committee of Sports for the Deaf. In August 2007, Larry attended the fourth Pan American Games in Valencia, Venezuela, as the West Indian Association of the Deaf sports representative to the International Committee of Sports for the Deaf. He traveled within the USA, Canada, Venezuela, and Spain, and is planning to travel to South Africa in 2011 as a result of being involved in these groups. He was a head soccer coach at the Learning Center for the Deaf, winning two championships in one season. For the past 3 years, he has been an adjunct professor at several colleges in Massachusetts. Amrit, who is deaf, came to the USA from Singapore to study at the university level. She has her own story, which she will tell later. She got her Bachelor of Science in Physical Education at Gwalior University and her Master of Science in Deaf Education at McDaniel College. Larry and Amrit have a beautiful daughter, Ravina Jasleen, who is our first grandchild and is hearing. Ravina is a kid of deaf adults. We got great jobs in corporate America in accounting, banking, and computers with world-renowned companies. We had no idea when we decided to leave Trinidad that it would have turned out this good. But we were focused and never took our eyes off the goal, Larry's future. So in order to accomplish that, we had to stay legally in the States, get a good education, and good jobs to support him and the family. I am not saying it was easy. We had many challenges. There were times when I asked why. God said, "You will see." People in corporate America were impressed with our story. It opened up so many doors for us. Raz graduated summa cum laude with a Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and minor in Computer Science. Raz went on to pursue her Master's in Computer Science. Her career is in software engineering. I graduated magna cum laude with a Bachelor of Business Administration in Accounting and studied for the CPA. I went on to work as an auditor in Washington, D.C. after graduation. However, my career is in finance and banking, corporate lending. Charisma got her degree in music industry with a minor in business from Northeastern University and works in Boston. We experienced this wonderful journey as a family and still continue to do so today. Just follow your dreams and God will provide. As I reflect, this is a story of persistence, faith, and trust. Do not ever let other people and circumstances prevent you from providing the best for your child and yourself. You must keep focused and have faith and trust, and the right opportunities, ideas, and people will come to you. Learn how our life experiences and journey have made us such a strong and happy family. The results that we have experienced can only be described as miracles from God. You are sure to gain inspiration and guidance for your journey. Thanks so much for listening to Raising Deaf Children podcast. So if you are ready to create your own destiny, please visit our blog at www.deafparenting.com. Sign in and download the free PDF and audio of our entire story. We appreciate your comments and feedback, so please feel free to share your story with us on the blog. I am sure it will give other people hope and help them on their journey. The highlight of this episode: have faith and trust. Make the commitment and the right people, ideas, and opportunities will come across your path. the quote of the day: God sometimes does try to the uttermost those whom he wishes to bless. Mohandas Gandhi. Our next episode is entitled, I Will Not Trade Him for the World. I will share the blessing I, as a father, receive from having a deaf child. The bonding father-son relationship, the joy and love we continue to share. Thanks again for listening and see you on the next episode. Have a great day. Bye-bye.